The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is something I struggle with as a young adult.
What are you talking
we're
about?
We're just full-blown adults now, man.
Yeah, I like to think.
You have children.
Oh my God.
And my wife's out of town.
Oh. Where are they?
Hi. No, yeah. So I have a sneaker thing. I buy shoes a lot. I have a lot of collection, and it's part of it is because I remember when I was a kid and they came out and being like, I really want those, and we just didn't get them for whatever reason because they were very expensive at the time. And so now it's like, now that I have the money, the ability, I can buy them and kind of relive my childhood.
Okay.
But I'm not sure that's healthy or not, but there's a debate going around. There's a woman, she's 33,
okay.
So a young adult.
That is not, she, I don't know
she
how
is,
to tell you.
Quite she, young.
Well, she also is, has two kids.
Just a girl. She is also a full-blown woman.
Can I?
Okay.
I have 14 tangents I need to take on this
oh,
right now.
Good. Perfect.
Do you guys get mad if I call you girls?
No.
Depends on the context, but most of the time, no. Like if it's like all the girls, that's fine. Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever called anyone a girl with the intention of belittling them. Like of making them small. Like when I talk about some of my ginormous friends who make truck tons of money, I'm like, oh, he's my boy, or that's my boy, or just that boy over there is like, boy.
Right.
I like talking about people as boys and girls, even when they're 60 years old.
I'm not even sure I'm comfortable being called a woman.
That's what I'm saying. Woman feels more insulting, like ma'am.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think with all due respect, neither of you two are women.
But like we are.
I know you are, but it's like
engaged to be wed.
Like
you know, like that's kind of a grown up thing.
Have you met Erica? She's a great woman. It's like, well, this feels so gross.
No, I would say that.
But you don't have a job. Like you have the weirdest job. You don't have a woman job.
I was like, is she aware of
that? No, but like you haven't seen any checks yet, have you?
I don't check for them.
What about ladies? I feel like I do that a lot.
Worse.
I don't mean it.
That's cute.
Yeah, I'm fine
is
with
it?
Ladies.
Lady feels smarmy. Girl feels cute. Lady feels like ladies.
Okay, but ladies plural. Okay, lady singular. Very weird.
She's a great lady.
Okay, unless a girl says it. Hey, lady.
We have a salesperson that always goes, hey, lady.
Whatever you were going to talk about,
I'm taking it
so
anyways.
Completely off the rails.
There's a woman, she's 33, and she is asking the question, is it immature of her to buy the American Girl doll that she never got when she was a kid? So now she's 33.
Oh. For herself or for
her herself?
Children?
Yeah, I think it's just like, I want it. I never got it. I want it. I can buy it now. It's available. But is that a waste?
I have many thoughts on that as well, because I did that exact thing, but really more at like 20 something.
How often do you buy Legos?
That was the first thing I bought, and I buy them all the time, but I have children, so I can pretend they're for them.
But they're not.
Because also like American Girl dolls can be a little bit collector's item, so it's like, is she just going to keep it in the box? She can't play with it.
That's the problem. Like you want it so bad. Like, I did have some buyer's remorse the first few times I did this, because you go out and you get it and you're like, what am I going to do? I'm going to build this and then what? I'm going to put it up in my house.
My fiance does have built Lego sets in his office.
I do too.
Yeah.
There you go.
I also have some. Love them.
Do you feel that it healed your inner child?
I just think a Lego set is different. Like to have a built Lego set, you can go like, I have the built White House. I have the built Statue of Liberty. I have the built Ferris wheel. Like, I buy the architecture ones.
Oh.
The London,
okay. London
Ferris. Yeah, that thing. But to walk into your office, Erica, and have a doll.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't.
An American Girl doll. Something reads different about buying a doll than a Lego set.
Well, dolls will haunt you.
So. Yes.
Well, because you, both of you had American Girl dolls?
No.
Or?
I had them.
You had them?
Yeah,
okay.
My sisters and I did.
She had one that looked just like her.
Well, for the record, I did not do the thing where I went and I selected hair color and such. Kit just happened to look like me.
So do you have any that you didn't get? Are there any that you're like, man, that'd be cool to have?
No, and we gave them all away.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't have any still.
Because I had a similar thing when I was in Target, like years and years ago before we had kids. I think it was when Toy Story 4 came out, maybe.
I love that you're going to try to pretend this is in the past. You're being so cute right now.
This is the first thing that I thought of.
Wait, no, what did you do? Yeah,
this is the full story. So we're in Target and we see they have the one of one Buzz Lightyear toy.
The full size.
Full size. He's even got
big
the,
ass.
Yeah, the spaceship box.
Helmet pops up.
Everything.
Laser shoots out of the
arm.
Is
this thing like as tall as you?
No, but it's real size, like whatever, 19 inch or something.
Right, because normally you get the toy and you're like, this isn't. No, when Andy holds the toys in the movie, they're huge.
Yeah,
they're just, they have a look to them, and they had them there at Target.
Andy's like, also not real, so.
Okay.
Andy's also a child. Okay.
But, so I see the Buzz Lightyear, and I'm like, I've never seen one. I want to buy this, but we don't have kids, and we don't, what am I going to do? I'm not going to play with it. I'm just going to get it to say
but
I got
it. You want it because you never got it.
Yeah. And I didn't. I just didn't buy it.
And now you can't get it.
And then I couldn't find it.
And you can't
when
give it
to your
son.
When I did have a kid, then we could not find it forever.
You bought one, but it's not the same. It's close.
No, my wife did find him.
It has she all the bells and whistles.
He doesn't glow in the dark. That's the one thing. He doesn't glow in the dark.
Well, throw it out.
So it's hard to sleep with him at night. Other than that, he's fine.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.